Welcome to Floating Leaf Tea Podcast. My name is Shouwen, your host, and today we have our co-host, Noah, here.
Hi, I'm Noah.
Hi, Noah. We are very happy to be back to our podcast program again. As you notice, we missed one episode. We were both in Taiwan, and I was in China to take a Tai Chi workshop, so we were a little bit behind. So it's great to be back, and I'm currently really jet lag. And today is gonna be a fun session. We are going to drink old growth Anxi Tie Guan Yin from one of our tea teachers, Mr. Lai, and we're going to talk about our experience with him during this trip.
Yeah, we had a really incredible tea session with him this time. Mm-hmm. We didn't go see him last time we were in Taiwan, but the time before that, we took about a day and a half worth of tea brewing classes with him. And this time, seeing him again was really, really fun. Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy visiting, you know, the same people over and over again, because it's so interesting. Because just to be honest with you, in a previous visit with Mr. Lai, I had some trouble with him due to, I would say, our personality differences. And this time, I actually, in a way, before I visited him, I didn't want to see him. Oops. Now my secret is out. And because I felt his teaching just doesn't fit my way of learning.
Let me just say he's really strict in his teaching style, and he's on the serious side.
Yeah. And I think being strict, I had no problem with that. It's more on the serious side. I had some problem with that. I would say I'm a serious person, and yet not. I like the learning to be on a playful side, and as a student, I want to learn hard. So due to the seriousness that I couldn't crack any joke.
Or when you did, he'd just kind of like look at you.
Yeah, just shut me down within 30 seconds. So that was not very fun to me. But anyway, this time going back to him, we somehow decided to go.
Yeah. And it was on the way to Dongding. Because yeah, he lives in Taichung. Mm-hmm. And we can take the train to Taichung and then go up to Dongding.
Yeah. And so we decided to go back to visit. And it was
awesome. It was awesome. It was really, really fun to go see him.
Yeah. I actually quite like his setting. He just does it in an alley in a house. And you need to book an appointment, I think. I book an appointment, and so to go in to see him. And while we were there, I don't think it's an open space. They just closed the door. I think the door was actually locked, because in the end of our visit, there was one of their friends plus customers went back to share a very exciting tea that he found. He got like 4 ounces left, and he had so much fun drinking it. He just had to bring it back to Mr. Lai to taste it together. And I remember the gentleman had to knock on the door, and then the Mr. Lai's wife had to go to open the door for him. So we were actually drinking tea in a really quiet and intimate session. Nobody came to at least for the whole time, nobody came to visit or buy tea and stuff. So it was really nice in that kind of setting. Kind of selfish and really nice. Mm-hmm. And I just have a first brew of our old growth Tie Guan Yin. And really wonderful to have this tea bag. I adore this tea. I want to carry this tea for as long as I can. This tea is on the easier side to detect the quality. It's really clear, and it's really clean, and it's really easy to detect this kind of quality.
Let me just say his tea environment is on the austere side. It's austere. Simple and clean. Not a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like a plain wood table, and he doesn't have, you know, he has all of his teapots in order, and everything is, it doesn't look like a classic Taiwanese tea shop where everything is messy.
Like my shop.
It's almost like an art space. Mm-hmm. In the Zen kind of style. If that reflects his style, mm-hmm. in a similar way that this tea reflects his style, it's just very clean and everything is in order. Mm-hmm.
And with some of the, we call them our teachers' teas, I'm very big on the structure. And this is one of the teas that it's really easy to see the structure. It's easy to see where it can go. It's easy to see its clarity, the cleanness of the tea. And I'm a big fan of these teas. Some of the teas are going to be more, in a way, more complex in its structure and its energy presentation. And sometimes even the within a tea, the changes are so much, just like our other Yunnan Tie Guanyin from our teacher and also Mr. Lai's teacher, Mr. Zhan, that tea is like a chameleon to me. Super fun to learn. Super, in a way, more on the challenging side to learn. And this tea in the opposite end, I won't call it an easy tea because it takes some experience to detect structure. And however, this tea presents itself in a more clear way and simpler way. And I hope you all have a chance to try this tea and to get to experience of what I try to express here. And let's get back to the, you know, our visit with Mr. Lai, and on the subject of, I enjoy visiting the same people different times. As I say earlier on, I was, you know, a little bit hesitant to visit him, and yet when I went in, the whole setting was very calm and very relaxed, and I think they said a surprise for me.
He was cracking jokes. He was actually
cracking jokes, yeah. This time.
He's laughing
and
a lot.
I'm not sure because, you know, things are so, life is so wonderful this way. I don't know what made that happen. Mm. And maybe previously he was in a more tough time, and this time he was more relaxed, and maybe the universe wanted me to see a different side of him. Mm. And the whole session was very delightful. Mm. I mean, it's not like, you know, I was doing my silly jokes the whole time, that kind of a setting. I just feel very relaxed and very calm with him. And amazingly, it showed in all the teas.
Yeah.
Even when the tea is really strong, I was able to receive the peacefulness out of the tea. And we drank 8 different really strong wild grown teas. If not, it's organically grown because he's very sensitive with pesticide and chemicals and non-cleaning environment to grow his teas, because he roasts all of the teas. And after he passed the 5 tea, when we pushed for more teas, I was like, wow, I actually feel really good, you know. Because normally, if I drink tea pretty fast, sequentially, after 3 teas, I started to feel it's really strong and intense. And somehow, that day, the teas and him and us and the environment show up a tremendous amount of calmness. And we drank 8 teas, and the teas were all spectacular, and I felt just fine.
Yeah, it felt really good.
And it was a really interesting and spectacular experience to me.
Mm. It's opened up a little bit more now. Second infusion.
Yeah. And we just came back for 2 days so far in the shop. Or maybe today is the 3rd day. And we have, so just a little bit, I guess, advertisement time. We will have a lot of teas coming in. Most of them are on the way. We carry a little bit of Mr. Lai's tea on the luggage with us. Unfortunately, we couldn't carry any of Mr. Zhang's tea with us because we visited him, well, actually 2 days, and then we visited him on the last day that we were about to leave. So I didn't want to rush them to pick a little bit of tea for us, and they are going to ship all the teas out. Anyway, we have Mr. Lai's tea with us in the luggage, and we brew two so far of the teas that we purchased. And then two of the teas show up much stronger when we come back in Seattle. As I said, that day when we visited him, everything was really peaceful and quiet. And now the teas, not sure if it because, you know, us brewing it or we are a little bit crazy right now with jet lag. The teas are all show a much more potent energy when we brew it. So also really exciting thing to see.
We've actually done a podcast on this tea before.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't remember if I said this or not, but this is kind of like the tea that I learned how to, or let me say that again. I learned something from this tea, and it was almost I could see the place where the tea was grown for the first time in a tea. And now I branched that out to other teas. But because the tea is so clear, it's easy to see stuff with this tea, easy to detect. Everything that came together to push this tea out into the world. And it really does remind me of a physical space in nature. And it makes that connection really obvious. Like, this is where the plants are from. Because these plants are really old. The plants have a lot of time to have kind of become part of that
nature,
space.
Yeah, and space. It's a beautiful tea.
Yeah.
I really encourage you guys, if you guys have a chance to taste it with us or have a chance to purchase it from our website. Not sure how much longer we can carry this tea. I mean, this kind of tea, when it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah. The reason, this is the only tea of his that we had on our website as a standard part of the menu. And I think it's because it's a really good teacher. Mm-hmm. You can learn a lot from drinking this tea. Also, just really fragrant. There's a really nice floral scent in that tea.
And the charcoal rose is very light.
All of his teas, he does a really light touch
really
with charcoal.
Really refined approach on the charcoal.
Even his heavier, he has a heavier roast tea that we brought back, Yunnan Grown Oolong. And even that one is even though it's a heavier roast, it's actually a really refined approach to doing charcoal. In comparison to Mr. John, who just kind of blasts it, and somehow it turns out really, really amazing also, but in a really different way.
And so after we have time and after this tea's opened up a little bit more, we are going to do a tea tasting event with Mr. Lai's tea in the store, and we are going to offer samplers on the website, limited edition of sampler set on our website for people to try his teas, that for people who cannot come to the store to try it with us. And I hope you can grab the chance because I think it's going to be really fun. And for the internet event that we are going to probably try the teas, if we have time, we're going to schedule it with people on our Instagram and Facebook to do a live session with it.
Yeah, we'll see how many teas we can get through on a live session, because if a live session can only be like, what, 30 minutes to an hour or something?
Yeah,
like
to
that.
An hour, actually.
And then four of his teas in that amount of time might
We might actually single out two teas just to compare and talk about our experience for you guys to look at us, and then we can drink tea together.
But I'm sure we will record each episode, each tea, with an episode of a podcast. It feels different than the one we've had in the shop for the last year or so.
This tea,
yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the same tea. Yeah. You can taste the base. It's the same crop, the same approach. And yet, you know, just like, that's why I really like tea and really like to go back to visit the same people, because in a way, it's the same. The essence is the same, and yet it's so different sometimes, the feel, and sometimes you feel it's the same. You know, you will drink this tea and say, oh yeah, I like what it is. It's so wonderful. And sometimes you will see some really unique qualities to show up. And as I say today, it feels much stronger.
Yeah, it feels a lot. Both the tea yesterday too, the dongding that we had from him yesterday.
It feels stronger. Stronger. And not sure if the strongness is going to stay like that or...
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have such a calm Zen approach to tea that he does. He's very, very, very settled feeling. And we're a little bit crazier, so maybe that is a big part of it.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
And which is also fun.
Good, yeah, yeah.
And I think
I like both.
This way, tea is alive, and tea, the same tea is not the same, and it's never get boring, you know.
Really nice brewing today, too. It tastes really good. We pretty much only use a teapot that we bought from him to brew his teas.
And it's really fun this way. And sometimes we should probably use other pots to brew his tea and
to see what it's like.
See how it feels. Yeah.
But it tastes so good.
Currently, we're only using his pot to brew his tea. Like we have one of Mr. Zhang's teapot too. And we brew only Mr. Zhang's tea in that teapot. And I don't know. It's just so much fun. Super nerdy that way. I think the tea shows very strong is because we were so happy to be in Taiwan. And at the same time, we were so happy to be back. And we are so lucky in this sense. I mean, these two worlds provide so much goodness. And in Taiwan, we just got showered with... kindness and generosity. People are seriously just get out of their way and not get out of their way. I mean,
go out of their way.
Go out.
People Whoops. Just get out of my way when I'm in Taiwan.
Not that way. What?
People go out of their way.
Oh,
for
go
you.
Out of yeah, their way incredible. And then just, you know, show us places and take off their time and bring us to lunch and.
Bring us to dinner and bring us to breakfast and bring us to snacks. Bring us everywhere.
Yeah. So
bring
anyway,
us to meet their friends.
I do have a goal when I come back. I have to lose some weight. I thought the Tai Chi training in China, I will lose some weight, which I think I did because I have never sweated so much in my life in 10 days. So I was not sure if I lose weight or I just reduce a lot of water content in my body, which was also a tremendous experience, just like tea. And to be back here, you know, to connect with the world here, to connect with my regular life here, is super exciting too. And
bring back that kind of inspiration feeling that we get from being over there and bring it back into daily life here is pretty exciting.
And maybe that's why the tea have been showing pretty strong so far. And also this trip, this past trip was my first time to be able to leave my store for a whole month. And I felt fine. A few times I freak out a little bit. I don't remember, maybe back in 2012 or 11, or maybe earlier, 2010
probably.
I left my shop for 5 days to Hawaii to take my first ever real vacation after I opened my shop in 2007. And unfortunately, I freaked out during the whole trip. I couldn't let it go. It was really hard to not to work. And yeah. So this time, I only freaked out a few times, not for the whole trip. So that was an extremely good sign. Also, I tried to be more relaxed with it. We did more things with the family for my son. And he had a great trip rather than just tea stuff.
Instead of just Taiwan is old guys drinking tea all the time. Taiwan is actually pretty fun
for him. My son said this was the best trip for him in Taiwan, and that really means a lot to me. And also I was able to do it in a more relaxed way rather than obsessed that every day I have to do tea stuff. And it turned out to be a fantastic trip. We got so much tea without me going crazy and trying to find tea every single day. We somehow got so much tea. And so,
And tea ware.
So give us a little bit of time. Tea ware, we will be able to publish it in about a week.
Hopefully and then, the end of the week that this podcast comes
out. Yeah, because our dear friend Jake will come in to take some wonderful photos for us. And tea-wise, please allow us a little bit more time because they are on the way. And also, we like to wait for the tea to open up just a little bit more to be able to share that with you. And so, in the next month and two, we are going to slowly release some of the new teas that we brought back on this journey. And so, super exciting.
Just to name a few, Oriental Beauty, Dongding, Dongding Tieguanyin.
More Dongding.
Yeah, more Dongding.
And more charcoal roast Dongding.
Yeah, charcoal roast Dongding. Like three different kinds of gaba hong shui.
Yes. So stay tuned. Instagram live sessions. We are going to do blind tastings on the Dongding, as I promised. Yeah. And we are going to do a blind tasting session on the gaba oolongs. Yeah. And we have...
Dongding is going to be a crazy blind session.
Yes.
That's going to be really fun.
And we have our wonderful Crimson Lisan tea coming back in. Mm. And we found a really wonderful Alisan black tea back on our menu.
And also, it turns out that a bunch of our teas are not sprayed with pesticides. We
have
no idea.
Yeah, we start to... Because I never really ask.
Never thought about it.
Yeah, and...
But I write on the website, like, this tea is not sprayed. This tea is conventional farming. And I thought, well, we should kind of check.
Yeah.
And turns out a bunch of them are actually unsprayed that I thought were conventional farming. Because I just kind of, by default, call it conventional. But, so that'll be slowly updating on the website, too.
Yeah. So exciting that a lot of teas are not sprayed currently in Taiwan. And we are really happy to see the movement and to see, you know, I would say at least our teachers' teas are all really safe. I mean, they have to roast the teas and they are extremely sensitive, not just with the pesticide, with as I said, structure, cleanness on the tea. So if a tea is even grown with bad intention and pesticide, they will be able to sense it and they will not carry those teas. And so with that regard, I really really feel very safe with the teacher's teas. And it looks like a lot of farmers right now are slowly moving into the non-spraying teas.
Taiwan's actually really strict on farming, like what you can use in farming, even with vegetables. The government goes out and checks on people's farms, and they're pretty strict with what they allow. So even the ones that are that are sprayed a little bit, it's very controlled.
Yeah, and looks like more and more vendors and farmers too, they like this movement. And so this year I see much more of their private what is that? They will send the teas to a private.
Like a third party to have it tested.
And then they will have a note and certification coming out say there's 0% of 47 different pesticides and it all come out zero.
Yeah.
So
basically so they can send them to Europe because Europe is becoming a bigger market for tea.
Yeah, and so this movement is really wonderful to see as well, and to see so many individuals they are liking this you know non-spray teas, and so they have their teas. A lot of individual teas got tested during this trip, and to see the certification. So we will not be able to market it as USDA certified organic teas because we don't get it tested here. We are not able to do that. This will cost us too much energy and money, but if you trust us, we'll just say it's non-spray and it's a little bit spray. And so you will have to decide as a tea drinker.
I don't know, I feel really good. This is a really good tea.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we have it back. I thought we weren't going to be able to find it anymore, honestly. Because it's 2014 tea.
It's actually a 2014 tea. And so now I'm starting to see the power of good tea, you know. They last. This 2014 tea,
Even though it's a light, fragrant tea.
Yeah, I don't call it age. It's not a dark tea. And it's super good.
Yeah.
I can drink this over and over again, no problem. As long as it is still on his collection, I will continue to buy this tea from him. And so with that note, so happy to be back.
Yeah.
And so excited to share our findings in Taiwan with you. And we'll be getting on our regular schedule for our live session and podcast. And I can't wait to connect with all of you. Yeah. And I hope that in this summertime, you guys all had a wonderful time and wonderful, delicious tea sessions in your summertime.
Oh, yeah, when this comes out, we'll be in September. Oh, are we already in September?
Yeah.
We're already in September. Yeah. Welcome to September.
Welcome to September.
It's my birthday month.
We will... Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And we will see you next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy tea drinking, everybody. Bye.
Bye.